morning, Vicki.
Good morning. Are we allowed to talk now?
We're allowed to talk now.
How do we follow that whole conversation?
I don't know.
We were having a conversation about a tuba.
There's a tuba in the studio. We were trying to get the tuba over here so you guys could hear the tuba music, but apparently we're not going to have the tuba come over.
Oh,
welcome,
man.
It's a paradox on this beautiful Monday morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. And a paradox is... I still can't do it.
A statement or a belief that is contrary to public opinion.
It was every week for 6 months, and I still can't say that.
I think we need to hypnotize you and, get it into your brain.
I'm in my brain.
There's clearly an issue there.
I'm clearly in my left
brain. That's because
brain.
Your definition of a paradox is two doctors sitting in a room with microphones in their face talking.
Exactly.
Which, frankly, I think is a better definition, but I don't think Webster's is going to change
well,
it just yet.
Well, it's sort of playing on the word paradox.
Right.
Which also,
if you looked at our blog at www.thetwodocs.com, you'll see that our fantastic web designer did a great job doing It's a Paradox, and then It's a Paradox underneath it with the two words spelled the different
ways. Is it changed?
No, but it's always looked like that.
It's always been like that?
But he's done just such a fantastic job.
I like that. So. I'm going to have him fix my other website since I paid him, and then I changed the colors, and then somebody told me it's really hard to read now.
I haven't seen it. You'll have to let me see it.
Does anybody hear a tuba in the background?
Because if you don't, this one.
Because there's a tuba next door.
Okay, so welcome to The Paradox. What are we talking about today?
Weight loss.
Yahoo!
Weight loss is simple and easy.
It really can be simple and easy. And you already know what you need to do. You just aren't doing it.
I think part of the problem is that people just don't make up their mind.
Right.
They're so vaguely
committed. But you know what the
committed.
Other part of the problem is? That literally people have so many conflicting issues when it comes to losing weight. Because if they lose weight, then they might look a certain way. Then they might get certain attention that maybe they're not ready for.
Oh, that happens
for,
all the time.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah,
so
I can fix that.
Yeah,
I can untweak that form because that's tweaked belief. Because just because they lose weight doesn't mean they're going to go out and do something they wouldn't normally do.
Right.
And that's
it
an
doesn't
excuse.
It doesn't necessarily mean either they'll get the attention they think they're going to get.
No, and you know what I tell?
Not they won't get more attention.
This is weird, but you know when that comes up in the office, you know what I tell people?
What?
Oh no, just go do it now. Just go, go do it now.
Of course, you and I don't have any of those issues. So,
yeah.
Hey, do we have a rant or a rave today?
We did. What was it? I forgot already. It was about men and...
I don't think it's just men. I think it's people.
People.
Who hear only what they want to hear.
Well, we were...
Wasn't that it? Without talking any specifics?
Yes. Men... Well, no, we really said men hearing what they want to hear. And I think personalities and behavioral personalities... Men are more likely to do that. And do you know why?
Why?
Because women...
I always joke it's because they have a Y chromosome.
No, because women... It's exactly the opposite. Because women are... we're the ones that are emotional.
Right. Clearly.
And what we're saying
funny story to tell you
that they're not hearing...
Right.
...is loaded with emotion. It's the emotion that we're expecting them to hear.
Oh, and they're not hearing.
It's our irrational expectations of their abilities. They're just not capable.
So speaking of emotions, a couple weeks ago I was having sort of a PMS kind of day, which I never had when I was younger, but now that I'm in my 40s, I have. It was kind of weird. And my husband's watching the George Strait, I'm not kidding, the George Strait Artist Country Music Artist of the Year Awards.
Lovely.
I cried.
You cried?
During every flippin' song. I was like, this is... And like, as I'm doing it, I'm thinking in my head, this is retarded. So as I'm crying, my husband's like, honey, what's the matter? And I said, nothing. And he's like, why are you crying? I'm like, I don't know. So then my sister-in-law comes home and she says, yeah, like for women... You know, for women, crying is just like sneezing. It happens. For men, it means like there's something majorly wrong.
Okay, can I comment that I just saw the funniest video?
What was it?
It was a gym class fail blog.
We'll have to look that up after the show.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want our funny medical story of the day?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's called The Cat's Bollocks.
Oh, goody.
If I can get through this without just losing it, it'll be a miracle. So if I can't finish talking because it's too funny, you just pick up this page and start reading where I left off. An unconscious 30-year-old man was brought to the ER by ambulance. His girlfriend had found him lying naked on the floor of his bathroom and called 911. In the ER, he was found to have a large lump on the top of his head and, strangely, several scratches on his scrotum. The doctors figured the lump was possibly caused by a fall or a knock to the head. However, the source of the scratches remained a mystery until he woke up and provided the doctors with the following explanation. He said he had been cleaning his bathtub while naked, kneeling on the floor beside the tub. His cat
apparently transfixed by the rhythmic swaying of his scrotum, lunged forward, sinking its claws into this pendulous target. This caused the man to rocket upward, striking his head on top of the frame of the shower door. So the cat thought he had a mouse.
Yeah. I don't know where I find
this. We shouldn't laugh. That poor guy.
No, I know. And I feel horrible for him. But it's just, I can picture the cat.
Oh.
Can't you picture the cat, like, watching it? You know, their little head.
Okay, we got too much laughing dead air.
Oh, my.
Oh, that poor cat. So anyway, the poor guy.
Well, it's not quite as
poor
bad
cat.
As,
he didn't get a mouse either.
It's not quite as bad as the one we did a few weeks ago where the woman tried to please her husband under the table and he stabbed her in the head with a book.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so we really got to get back on track now and talk about weight loss.
Well, stabbing you in the head with a fork would cause weight loss.
It would cause something for sure. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the effects of weight loss, the effects of being overweight, because in this country it's huge.
Right.
The trillions of dollars spent on type 2 diabetes and all of the health risks associated with that. Type 2 diabetics are going to have potential kidney problems. They've got higher incidences of heart disease. They've missed more days from work, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Then you think of just the cardiovascular system. Plaque in the arteries, plaque in the heart, high blood pressure. Think of all the drugs that are being prescribed every day for this stuff. And the millions of dollars we're sinking into the pharmaceutical industry to fix what basically is a lifestyle issue.
And the drugs that they prescribe, in many cases, are just like the next step of the horrors of your health.
Right.
It's like, what else can we do?
Yeah. And it's this entire...
But that's because people want a pill or even a surgery to lose weight.
Right, they do.
And that's ridiculous.
I agree.
I can't rant about that. I have had many clients come to me that have already had some kind of bariatric surgery, whether it's, lap band, or actually I had one client that was so early in the stomach surgery that she said she was literally cut in half, and her scar showed that. Her scar was all the way around. And of course, here we are years later, and she's putting on weight because she's eating incorrectly. Nobody solved the problem that started it.
I know a couple people who have had either gastric bypass or the lap band and have successfully kept the weight off. But they're the ones who did the work to learn how to change their habits. And I remember my best friend, I love her to death, she has struggled with weight her whole life. And when we lived together in Las Vegas, we both got really thin, but we were working out we were single. I was in my 20s. She was in her 30s. Yeah, we were working out like mad women and watching everything we ate and blah, blah, blah. Well, over the ensuing, 15 years or so, she put it back on and she called me one day and she says, I think I'm going to have lap band surgery. And I basically said to her, Lori, why would you want to have that surgery? Have you gone back to eating well? And have you gone back to exercising? Have you done all the stuff that we've did before? And she said, no. And I said, well, then what's up? Until you do that, why have the surgery? So she didn't have the surgery. She started watching everything again. She lost over 100 pounds. She's now smaller than I am. And she's tall. She's like 6 feet tall.
And she did that by making up her mind.
And she did it by making up her mind to do it. And she looks fabulous. I mean, she sends me pictures, and she's 8 years older than I am. So she sends me pictures, and she looks amazing.
And I bet she's eating right and getting some exercise.
Of course she is.
And changing her self-talk and... like treating herself right and taking care of herself.
Right. So, and I asked her what she ate. She said she eats a lot of soup because soup is really full of nutrition, very healthy. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of that kind of stuff. She eats soup and fruits and vegetables and,
Yeah.
good idea. Stuff.
Some people can do it.
Anyway, I think it's time for a little break. So we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Place where the grass is really greener.
Are you stressed? Is it causing headaches, affecting your sleep, making you feel lousy? How long will you suffer before you do something different? I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I used to be stressed and have headaches too. My headaches were so bad, I'd lie in the dark and cry, begging for some relief. I learned how to get rid of my headaches and have not had one in 7 years. Call me at 945-4441 if you'd like to get rid of your headaches and stress-related aches and pains too. Relief is just a phone call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
This is Monica Miles reporting live from the Ladies First Fitness and Spa in Lancaster. I just got done taking a tour of the place, and let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. 10,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment to help you achieve your personal goals. They offer tanning, facials, massages, waxing, teeth whitening, and so much more. Oh, there's a member now. Excuse me, miss. Miss?
Yes?
What is it that you like most about Ladies First?
Well, the name pretty much says it all. I love the fact that it's designed specifically for women, and they have so much to offer with this new larger location. I personally love their yoga and spinning classes. And of course, everything else they offer. It's like a one-stop shop for taking care of my health. Not to mention, my daughter loves going to their kids' club.
You heard it here first. Ladies First Fitness and Spa is a one-stop shop for taking care of your health. And if you bring in your current contract from any gym in the AV, Ladies First will match it without having to sign another contract. Just swing by their new location on 10th Street West and Avenue M. Or give them a call at 942-6496. That's 942-6496. Ladies First.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Have you been injured at work or recently in an accident? Want to heal and feel better faster? Now you can through the healing power of acupuncture. Acupuncture is available to you through your workman's compensation or private insurance claim. Acupuncturist Paul Benish has been helping those with back, neck, knee, and shoulder problems for over a decade. He provides his patients with painless acupuncture right here in the AV, as well as Bakersfield and Sherman Oaks. Call acupuncturist Paul Benish at 661-317-7872. That's 661-317-7872 and start healing today.
And we're back.
We're back.
Hi.
Talk about losing weight. I told you we adopted a skinny cat. She was all bones, skin and bones.
So you got to make her plump up.
We are. That's harder to do that.
I kind of liked it, actually. So we are back with the weight loss show, demystifying and debunking every myth about weight loss ever heard on the planet.
How's okay. That? So let's start. I'll start where I start. Okay. And you can tell people where you start.
Okay.
I start, of course, by having them show up in the office. That's really important. I need to see them.
Hold on a second. Let me back up a little bit.
Okay.
First of all, let's talk about body image.
Oh,
because
okay.
There are some people who think they need to lose weight who don't.
That's why I make them show up.
And it's crazy to me how many people think they need to lose weight and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, again, because of these societal
Yeah. I norms. Was once approached by a woman who had just given birth. I mean, less than a week old baby.
Oh, wow.
And she was slim. Like, no leftover giving birth fat.
I wish I could have
and
done that.
And she asked me if I would help her lose weight. And I just looked at her. I said, no.
No.
Yeah. That would be unethical, unhealthy. And, like, now you shouldn't be dieting. You're breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Hello.
I used to work at Jenny Craig before I became a chiropractor. And somebody walked into our office who literally was, like, 2 pounds under her ideal weight. And wanted to get on the program. And I had to say no. And she got very upset with me. But I said, you don't need to lose weight. So body image is something that's interesting because when you put on weight, it's easy to not see it because you're used to seeing you how you think you look. And now those are the people who see themselves in a picture and then they're like, whoa, you know, what happened?
I did that. I went to Hawaii and got the pictures back. And this was right before I started doing hypnosis. And I remember saying, who's the fat chick in that picture with my husband?
I look at pictures of me now, like right after I'd had my second daughter. And I didn't gain that much weight with my second pregnancy because I gained so much with my first. I didn't want to have like another 60 pounds to lose. But I thought I was doing pretty good. And I look at pictures now and I think, gee, I was a little chunky.
Okay, so do you think people then should look at a picture rather than themselves in the mirror?
I think you should look at a picture. I think you should also ask people who love you for their honest opinion. Yeah. Because it's not just your appearance. It's your health. And if your
ask your husband.
Don't ask your husband because your husband is either going to – well, your husband, you're setting yourself up for your husband to get in trouble.
Right.
Or you're setting him up to lie to you, which he doesn't want to do.
And he doesn't know how to answer that question.
It's not a fair question to ask of a man. There's so no ask good a girlfriend or someone that you love or your doctor for an honest opinion.
And moms are not a good one to ask this either.
No.
Because don't ask. There's a mother-daughter dynamic that's not positive when it comes to body image.
I have to tell you a story. I have a girlfriend, and she was locked out of her house in the rain one night. She didn't have her keys. And so she was knocking on the door to come in, and her mother flat out told her she wouldn't let her in until she put lipstick on. She goes, "You look horrible. Put some lipstick on, and I'll open the door."
Okay,
I laughed so hard.
That is such a – that's the dynamic.
Exactly. It's like, that's the mom-daughter dynamic. That's why you don't want to ask your mother, because your mother is just not always out to help you.
They expect us to be perfect.
And I pray to God in 12 years when my daughters are older – like, you know.
In 12 years when they're old.
Well, right now they're 5 and 7. Yeah, well, but I pray to God that when my daughters are older and starting to wear makeup, and I just don't do that kind of crap.
Well, that's interesting because think of this. The mom whose child does need to lose weight, that's an interesting dynamic too because they're out there, you know. And I've had moms say, yes, my child is 100 pounds overweight, but I want her to be happy. I want her to have everything she wants. Mm-hmm. And
that's not setting them up for healthiness either.
No, it's a weird flip on that they're not taking care of their kid either. And there are so many overweight children today.
Right.
It's a society of overweight children.
So
what do we do about
this? Anyway, now you start with where you're going to start.
Okay. I bring people in and it starts with them having to show up. They have to be there. And then I discuss some guidelines. And they're about not why. Why am I fat? Why? I don't know why this is happening to me. But
does it matter why you're fat? Does it matter why you're 20 pounds
overweight? No, what matters is what you're going to do next week, for the next week and the next week and the next week and maybe the rest of your life.
Right.
And then I do coach them on what to eat. And you know me. I have kind of a structured program, but it's really, really, really easy.
Yeah, it is easy.
It's structured, but it's so simple you can't not do it. And you cannot not do it.
you can do it.
Did I just spin your head with the cannot nots?
No, but you can do it is what you mean. It's so easy. You can do it.
Uh-huh. Well, really, I meant you cannot not because I meant to say it that way. But hey.
No, I know. I know what you meant.
And then I give them 3 assignments. And one is eat right, the right amount, right foods. And their mind knows the answer to that.
Right.
The second one is a minimum of 20 minutes of exercise a day, the bare minimum. Now, if they are unhealthy or they have an injury, they may have to get permission from their doctor to do that. I had one woman that literally had to start at 1 minute of exercise at a time.
Wow.
And then build up from there. But she was several hundred pounds overweight and lost 66 pounds in her first month.
Good for her.
And then,
wow.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot to lose. I think she started in at 485.
Yeah.
So for her to lose 66
pounds.
That's
a big deal.
I mean, but it showed her
it's
that
over
she
10%.
Could do it. Yeah, she could do it.
Good. They say that losing as little as 10% of your body weight has significant health advantages, no matter where you are.
Yeah, no, you know how people say that 1 or 2 pounds is safe and you'll keep it off?
Right.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, yes, 1 or 2 pounds is safe. Doesn't mean you'll keep it off.
Doesn't mean you keep it off.
And I went, this was clear back when I was a new hypnotist. I was just a newbie. And I went to talk with Dr. Dave Rodruck, who was the doctor, the preventative health doctor at Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Dave, I need to know what's a safe and healthy amount. And because I really did. I didn't want to be working with people and having them lose too much.
Right.
And doing something that was unhealthy for them. That was against my ethics. And he said, after me really pushing him, because he said if you're getting them to eat right, getting them to exercise, and helping them to fix what problems cause them to get fat in the first place, then there is no amount. Any amount is safe.
Look, really?
They're eating right, getting exercise. And I really pushed him. I pushed him for a number because my analytical mind needed a number. And
right.
He said, okay.
How much? Tell me how much.
Yeah, that's what
how
I
much,
want. I really need a number. And he said 10% of their body weight per month.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. Was safe. Provided they're eating right, getting exercise, and
well, and I think that's the key.
To my
see, too many
CD.
People lose too much weight too soon, and they're not exercising
or not eating.
Right. So, what you're doing there? If you're one of those people who's not exercising but you're dieting, you're losing fat, yes, but you're also losing your lean body tissue,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to screw up your metabolism long term. And they don't understand that. So that's the whole yo-yo dieter. That's the person who loses it with diet, then gains it back, then tries to lose it with diet, and it's a little bit harder, and then gains it back, and then loses it with diet, and it's a little bit harder, and then gains it back. And every time you do that, you're losing fat and you're losing muscle. But
right.
when you gain the weight back, you're not gaining any muscle. You're only gaining fat. So your fat percentage goes up every time you lose weight and gain it back, lose weight and gain it back. You're actually making yourself fatter because you're losing that lean body tissue,
right.
but gaining fat back. So that's why you absolutely have to exercise when you're losing weight, to make sure you maintain that lean body tissue.
And after you've lost weight, you have to continue
to
exercise.
Yeah, to keep it off.
And one of the concerns that people have is when they are working out, they're not losing weight as fast.
But they may be losing inches.
But they absolutely are losing inches.
Yes.
And it's looking better.
Yes.
No matter what.
Literally, after my second daughter was born, I started working out with a trainer. And I literally dropped 2 dress sizes. The scale moved 4 pounds. That was it. And I was so frustrated because I kept getting on the scale and it wouldn't move. I'd get on the scale and it wouldn't move. And then
wow,
we finally
see, the dress sizes would be
but
more
I,
important.
But
to
I
me.
Lost two yeah. sizes. And when we finally checked all my numbers, it turned out my body fat had dropped 12 pounds and my muscle had gone up 8. So that's where the 4 pound weight loss came from because I dropped 12 pounds
yeah.
of muscle of fat, but I put on 8 pounds of muscle. And so therefore it was like only 4 pounds, but I was much thinner. So that was back in like 2006. I've had a couple of vacations since then.
Just a few?
Just a few.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay. So second session, people come in and I increase their exercise.
Yeah.
I don't change their food. But the way I tell them to eat, they don't, if they just eat that way, they don't get hungry anyway.
Yeah.
Because you can really eat as much fruits and vegetables as you want.
Well, there's
it's
absolutely.
It's the Big Macs I don't let them go for.
Yeah. And
was that a name brand?
I don't think it matters. It's those big Mac-age huge sandwiches.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, those big, huge sandwiches from fast food restaurants that
right.
we don't want you eating.
And the greasy stuff fried.
Yeah. How hard is it to have a piece of fruit and maybe a hard-boiled egg? Or just fruit if you're not that hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a little more hungry, a piece of fruit and a piece of whole grain toast and a hard-boiled egg. I mean, how hard is it?
Oh, and here's another fallacy when people say, I just can't eat in the morning. Well, that's because they've thrown their blood sugar so far out of whack that they're hypoglycemic. And if you're nauseous in the morning, you really need to eat.
Yeah. Well, and then the other
there's
thing
there's a reason for that.
If you're nauseous in the morning, it means your blood sugar's out of whack. And if you're just not hungry in the morning, it means your metabolism is completely screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is in what my girlfriend calls caveman mode and I call starvation mode. Right. Your metabolism is shut down so far. It doesn't matter if you eat broccoli.
Because
it's been fasting
for 6 to 8 hours.
And if it doesn't matter if you eat broccoli, it's going to store it as fat. Because mm-hmm. it's just like, I'm not going to get enough food, so I need to store everything that I have as fat. And it's a protective mechanism that we've had since we were cavemen.
Right.
Back when we didn't have heaters and air conditioners.
Right.
And sweatshirts.
Right.
And back when we had to kill our boar for our food and our clothes.
That's been a few years back.
You think?
Like, that was a while ago. We don't have to do that anymore.
And hence, we're all fatter than we used to be. So. Oh, cave girls. I'm sorry. Not cavemen. Cave girls.
Cave women. Well, it's all the same.
It is all the same. Cave men people.
Men being just the word meaning humans.
Cave people.
Do you feel corrected?
I do feel corrected.
I stand corrected. Actually, I sit corrected right now.
Oh, my. I think it's about time for a break. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. I know a
place where the grass is really greener. Have you been an fender bender? Did it dent your bumper? Any accident that hurts your car hurts your spine, and you should get your spine checked before you get your car checked. If you have headaches, neck pain, or back pain after a minor fender bender, come see me. I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I've helped thousands of people heal fast after minor accidents. Call me at 945-4441 to get your spine checked. Your spine and your body are more important than your car. Relief is just a call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my, the number 10, steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just the straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
This is Monica Miles reporting live from the Ladies First Fitness and Spa in Lancaster. I just got done taking a tour of the place, and let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. 10,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment to help you achieve your personal goals. They offer tanning, facials, massages, waxing, teeth whitening, and so much more. Oh, there's a member now. Excuse me, miss. Miss?
Yes?
What is it that you like most about Ladies First?
Well, the name pretty much says it all. I love the fact that it's designed specifically for women, and they have so much to offer with this new larger location. I personally love their yoga and spinning classes. And of course, everything else they offer. It's like a one-stop shop for taking care of my health. Not to mention, my daughter loves going to their kids' club.
You heard it here first. Ladies First Fitness and Spa is a one-stop shop for taking care of your health. And if you bring in your current contract from any gym in the AV, Ladies First will match it without having to sign another contract. Just swing by their new location on 10th Street West and Avenue M, or give them a call at 942-6496. That's 942-6496. Ladies First.
Okay, oh, man. We're back on.
I said a funny line right before you turned it on.
We just can't do another show like this again.
Our timing is just not.
You know, one of these perfect. Times we need to have a webcam in here, and like we need to.
We should always have a webcam.
We need to have a webcam in here so that we can have people look online what we're doing when we're doing it. Because half the jokes
even
that happen
when
in this
we get
room,
the giggles,
you can't see because they're visual, and it's just not good radio.
Yeah. Well, we might get shut off then.
So. Let's talk about
or more people would listen and watch because
let's talk
it's
about
hysterical.
Weight loss through the decades, not weight
not
loss
in
the
80s. I thought so, maybe you went weight loss for 80-year-olds.
That was what I said on the break. I said, let's talk about weight loss in the 80s because in the 80s, I was in my teens and 20s. I was thinking decades, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Since those are the decades we can talk about.
I knew what you meant.
Since those are the decades we can talk about. So I remember when I was in my 20s, if I wanted to lose weight, literally all I had to do was stop drinking beer and like ride my bike to class.
Oh, yeah.
And I dropped like 10 or 15 pounds just like that. It was insane.
Yeah. 20s. So, I did one college class that was a PE class. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're required, I think, to go do so much time in the gym. And mm-hmm. with that, I lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, like, exactly. So
and I was going between classes.
In your 20s, it's pretty easy to lose weight. However, if you happen to be in your 20s and you want to lose weight, please do it safely and eat lots of fruits and vegetables and lean proteins.
That's what I love working with college students.
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about that stupid weight loss drug on the market, Allie.
Oh. Why would anybody take a drug with a side effect of gassy, oily discharge?
I have no idea, but people do. People do.
That's just disgusting.
And I have to tell you, if you really think you can eat fatty foods, even if you're taking something, and lose weight, you're crazy. I mean, every now and then, yes, but you can't eat it all the time
and lose weight. I can't imagine what it does to your gut.
And
your digestive system's got to be thrown off by that.
So then you take this drug that's supposed to keep you from absorbing the fat, right? But do you know that the immune-boosting vitamins and the food that your brain needs is transported in fat?
I knew that. I did.
But most people don't.
Well, you would think that, I mean, like things like folic acid or vitamin E or salmon oil, you know, fish oils, omega-3s.
Folic acid doesn't go in there.
Oh,
but
well,
the others are good.
But, okay. Oh, well, see, my omega-3s have folic acid in them.
Oh, it's a B vitamin.
Anyway.
It's one of the Bs.
So, but you'd think fish oil, for example, would also just go right through you if
you're
taking
it. And
I'm sure
are
it has
necessary
to.
For brain health.
I'm sure it has to. How could it not?
So, you know, come on.
How could they pick and choose which fat not to, you
they
know,
don't.
Not to
it's
block,
all fat.
You know?
So all that fat just goes right through you and into your pants and it's disgusting and please don't take it.
And then they sell more Depends.
Wouldn't it be hysterical if the company that makes Allie actually also owned Depends?
Okay, now we're going to have to really look into that. They probably
conspiracy theorist. So anyway, in your 20s, it is very easy to lose weight. And the reason for that is you've got a lot of lean body tissue. You still have a lot of healthy muscle and strong
you've got
bones.
Lean body tissue. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. What if somebody is in their 20s and has been overweight all their life, even as a child? Do they also have a lot of lean body tissue? It's just
surrounded by fat. Well, they will have more than they will in their 30s and 40s, but...
And it's also a metabolic thing.
Yes. Do you know that a lot of times parents set their kids up to be overweight because when they're babies, they feed them until they're chunky? And any fat
I
cells...
I had one of those, but he's not overweight now.
I know. But any of those fat cells that are created when you're a baby, you don't ever lose them. They just... I mean, they'll empty out, but they stay there. So then as you become an adult, they fill up much faster. And that's why I think a lot of people as adults are chunky is because they were chunky as children. Those fat cells are just sitting there waiting to like get filled up with stuff. And as soon as you have a little bit of stress or start eating a little bit too richly, boom. It's not like your body has to create new fat cells. It just puts fat into them.
Yeah.
So a lot of parents accidentally set their kids up to be chunky because they think a chunky baby is a sign of a healthy baby. And a chunky baby is just a sign of an overweight baby.
I still remember... Phil Donahue or one of those old talk shows with a 5-year-old girl who was over 100 pounds overweight. And her mother was adamant that she should have every food that she wanted because she wanted her to be happy.
Wow.
And she was literally putting that child's health so at risk.
Yeah.
That at five, she could barely walk.
I think type 2 diabetes is up 30% in kids. I mean, it's some insane number. It's huge.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, anyway, in your 20s, it's pretty easy to lose weight.
Okay.
30s, I don't know about you, but I found it was a little bit harder.
You know, I worked so hard through my 30s, I don't remember ever trying or having to lose weight.
Well, I was always pretty thin until I had my kids. And I had my first one at 35 and my second one at 37. So the ages between 35 and 38 were not really about me. They were really about them. But man, was it hard to lose it once that was all done. It was kind of weird. I'd never had an experience like that before because it had always come off so easily.
Yeah, I seriously don't remember much of my 30s because I was working two or three jobs supporting my family. And I don't remember. I know that I wasn't overweight.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I wasn't until, again, I had the first one.
It wasn't until I got married and put on the happy weight. And that's when I, like, yeah. So, and I met and married Jim at 38.
Yeah.
So we're probably talking 40s.
Okay. So what about 40s?
40s, I think that's when it sneaks up on you. And a lot of times with women, it is happy weight.
Yeah.
You're content.
And you're also not out there trying to catch a man anymore.
Oh, darn. You mean I had him snagged. Exactly.
But, I mean, a lot of times you keep yourself in shape because you want to look good for the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. But once you have a partner, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is. But I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that conscious. It's more of a sliding into behaviors and habits and being happy and content and complacent.
Yeah.
Complacent isn't lazy. Complacent is saying, oh, it's okay.
It doesn't
My
matter.
Life is okay. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm content. I love my husband. I love my kids.
My husband loves me. Yeah.
I love to cook for them. You know, all of that contented complacency. And complacency is literally not being uncomfortable enough to get out of the rut.
Right.
Until then, suddenly, you've passed the rut. You're like creating the rut in the road.
Then suddenly you're so heavy that when you walk, you there's a rut in your rut. Carpet.
Your side of the bed has a big dip in it.
Oh, that's funny.
Then you become the 300-pound woman that we talked about. Was that the show or the last
show?
That
was the last show.
Oh, never mind.
So, it was funny because I had jokingly said to a friend of mine one day, I said, wow, my pants are getting longer. And she looked at me and she's like, what the heck are you talking about? I said, my pants are all just a little bit longer. And she's like, Andrea, you've lost a little bit of weight. Are you sure your hips just haven't gotten smaller?
Well, congratulations.
But it was kind of funny because how I noticed it was my clothes were fitting differently because I wasn't actually consciously trying to do anything. But all of a sudden, my pants were hitting my shoes in a slightly different spot. And it's funny because that's also a way you can tell when you're gaining weight is when all of a sudden you think your shirts are shrinking or, you know, your clothes are shrinking. They're probably not
suddenly
shrinking. You're just probably growing.
Button around your belly.
Yeah. Or like all of a sudden your sleeves are a little shorter or your slacks are a little shorter because that's how I notice it because I tend to put weight on in the belly and in the hips. And I'll notice it in my slacks. All of a sudden, they're a little bit shorter than they were like 3 months ago. And I think, what's up with that?
Well, at least you're conscious of paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Because I think so many people get to not paying attention.
Right.
And whether they, I don't think it's that they don't care. I think they just begin to focus on many other things and putting their attention somewhere else all the time, maybe taking care of other people all the time.
That's a biggie for women, especially in your 30s and 40s with a family, because you have so much of your attention put towards everybody else. And it's like, when on earth do we have time to take care of ourselves? Well, you have to take care of yourself, but it's very hard to do. And how do you find the time to exercise? And how do you find the time, you know, to get to the gym and what, I don't know. What I've started doing is I just literally push-ups, squats, lunges, crunches, like stuff I can do at home.
The good old calisthenics.
Stuff that uses my body weight because I flat out don't have time to get to the gym right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to work out, I'm up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning to work out.
And people play mind games with themselves saying, I don't have time. I can't tell you the number of people that tell me they don't have time, and yet they watch 4 or 5 hours of TV a night.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, well.
And that's, then it's just a function of priorities.
Yeah. And what now with the whole like Dish and DirecTV where you can click past commercials, people are no longer taking the commercial time to get up and move. Okay. They're taking commercial time to get up and move to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So I tell people that they can only watch as much TV as they can exercise.
That's a good one.
If you can exercise for an hour, you can watch an hour of TV.
For an hour. And that's an excellent idea.
If you watch TV for 4 hours, you sure as heck better have 4 hours of time to spend walking.
Or you better not say you don't have time to exercise.
Exactly. Because it's a mind game. It's games that people play. It's like untrue beliefs.
I will say this, though. If I'm going to watch TV, it's in the evening. And if I'm going to work out, it's in the morning. So I would have a very hard time replacing TV time with workout time. And here's why. When I work out, I am wide awake for at least 6 hours. And that's a problem because if I work out after 5 p.m., I don't sleep that night. So that's why I get up so early and do it. Of course, I'm a morning person anyway, but I get up early and do it because otherwise...
You know, that reminds me.
What?
October, I think, 1st through 7th, which is now, is National Dog Walking Week. No, we're going to get the giggles again. National Dog Walking Week. You should be walking your dog. Walking your dog makes your dog happy.
How do you know
it's
National Dog Walking Week?
Because one of my friends is doing a huge promotion for National Dog Walking Week.
Oh.
And getting all of her clients and all of her friends and all of her business things and running ads to get people walking their dogs for exercise. Because people need exercise. And dogs need exercise.
They do need exercise.
Okay, here's why my mind went there. Because you know you talked about exercising in the morning and not exercising at night.
Right.
And watching TV at night. I get my exercise in the morning.
Because you walk your dogs.
My dogs go up the hill. It's right. A dog walking thing.
Right. By the way, it's time to take a break. So we'll be back. I know a place where the
grass is really greener. Are you stressed? Is it causing headaches, affecting your sleep, making you feel lousy? How long will you suffer before you do something different? I'm Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic, and I used to be stressed and have headaches too. My headaches were so bad, I'd lie in the dark and cry, begging for some relief. I learned how to get rid of my headaches and have not had one in 7 years. Call me at 945-4441 if you'd like to get rid of your headaches and stress-related aches and pains too. Relief is just a phone call away. That number again is 945-4441. Call me today.
This is Monica Miles reporting live from the Ladies First Fitness and Spa in Lancaster. I just got done taking a tour of the place, and let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. 10,000 square feet of state-of-the-art equipment to help you achieve your personal goals. They offer tanning, facials, massages, waxing, teeth whitening, and so much more. Oh, there's a member now. Excuse me, miss. Miss?
Yes?
What is it that you like most about Ladies First?
Well, the name pretty much says it all. I love the fact that it's designed specifically for women, and they have so much to offer with this new larger location. I personally love their yoga and spinning classes. And of course, everything else they offer. It's like a one-stop shop for taking care of my health. Not to mention, my daughter loves going to their kids' club.
You heard it here first. Ladies First Fitness and Spa is a one-stop shop for taking care of your health. And if you bring in your current contract from any gym in the AV, Ladies First will match it without having to sign another contract. Just swing by their new location on 10th Street West and Avenue M. Or give them a call at 942-6496. That's 942-6496. Ladies First.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas of Rev It Up Hypnosis. If you're sick and tired of being overweight, listen to this.
Hi, my name is Candace Richter. I lost 55 pounds of painful fat with hypnosis. I tried diets and other programs, but hypnosis was the ultimate answer to my weight loss goals.
My name is Chad Heidecker, and I've lost 24 pounds, and it's really been working great.
I'm Anita Brahm. I have lost 25 pounds at least. I'm fitting into clothes that I haven't fit into for 9 years.
We are committed to your success.
Hi, my name is Willie. I went to see Dr. Thomas. I was 40 pounds overweight, and I lost 20 pounds within 3 months. I had a back injury, and I could not exercise, so Dr. Thomas really helped me out.
We're committed to helping you make it happen. These people and many others have benefited from hypnosis. Call 661-209-2632. That's 661-209-2632. We help you make it happen.
Results may vary.
Have you been injured at work or recently in an accident? Want to heal and feel better faster? Now you can through the healing power of acupuncture. Acupuncture is available to you through your workman's compensation or private insurance claim. Acupuncturist Paul Benish has been helping those with back, neck, knee, and shoulder problems for over a decade. He provides his patients with painless acupuncture right here in the AV, as well as Bakersfield and Sherman Oaks. Call acupuncturist Paul Benish at 661-317-7872. That's 661-317-7872 and start healing today.
Well, and
we're back.
What we were just talking about is the fact that I obviously don't know what day it is.
Is it live or is it memory? Should we let her know?
I don't know. Are we in the office?
Are we
this
in
or
the
are
studio?
We
not or are we
in
not
the
in the studio right this moment? Monday,
it's an
illusion. October 11th, 2010.
It's an illusion. So who knows?
Anyway.
Radio, so, yeah, they can't see us. They don't know. I don't know what day it is anyway.
We're a figment of your imagination.
It could be right now, January, for all I know.
But it's not.
It's not.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
Weight loss in your 40s, I think. Or being complacent.
Okay.
TV time.
TV time. Here's what I'm going to tell you, whether you're a man or a woman. Cardiovascular exercise is highly overrated just for weight loss. It really is. Now,
needs to be part of
it. Is it important? Yes. But if you do just cardio and you don't do any sort of strength training or something to put muscle on, you're going to have a much harder time seeing the results that you want. It's
right.
Just the way it is, because you start to lose. I don't remember the exact number. If somebody has it, you can call at 266-4420 and let us know. But it's something like 5% of your lean body mass for every decade or something over the age of 20. And so by the time you hit your 50s, you've lost 15% of your body, 15 to 20% of your body mass.
I don't know those numbers, and I'll tell you why, because all statistics are lies.
Actually, any statistic can be made to say exactly what you want it to say.
Right.
That's true.
My dad used to say...
I believe we might have even done that on this show.
Once or twice. My dad used to say... like 27%, or whenever he was making something up, you knew because he'd say percent.
Oh, how funny.
And it wasn't until like my 30s when I said, really? How'd you get that percentage? And he goes, didn't you know every time I say percent, I'm just making it up. So they're all lies. All statistics are lies.
Yes. However,
they can
you do lose a certain percentage, and I don't know what it is, of your muscle mass every decade after 20. And if you don't do something to consciously put it back on, then you're going to have a much harder time losing weight. And here's the key, keeping it off. And I think that's what we ought to talk about next. Because everyone is so gung-ho to lose weight, and no one's ever actually thinking about how are they going to keep it off.
Well, and that's actually where I think my program is really good, because mine creates life changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about a short-term program.
Program.
I don't know what a program is, but it's not a short-term program either. There's a guy peeking in the window.
We're waving. Hi.
So it's a long-term program, creating life-changing.
Yes. You know, but you have to begin with the end in mind. You have to think, how am I going to keep this weight off? And too many people approach weight loss from the let's starve ourselves until we lose weight. And then they don't realize they've completely messed up their metabolism, so they're going to put the weight back on, and then they're not going to be able to take it off again. And it's just, you know, you have to think about that. You have to look at it. And if you think losing weight is difficult, which, by the way, it's not, keeping the weight off is the second part of the battle, and it needs to be approached with the same determination and consciousness that you lost the weight with.
Good. I'm going to roll that back to said, because you said, if you think it's hard, it's not. I'm going to say, it is what you think it is. If you want to believe it's hard, it's hard. If
right.
you want to believe it's easy, it's easy. And I'll tell you a quick story. I had a woman that was 72, and I've told this story a bazillion times. Okay, 72, she set a goal of 30 pounds in 12 weeks,
mm-hmm.
which as she was setting it, I thought, wow, that's a
high
goal.
That's aggressive.
But I would never argue with somebody. I would let them, you know, do their thing and just encourage them. So she lost 14 pounds in 12 weeks.
Wow.
In that, for 72, amazing.
Amazing.
In that 12 weeks, she started going to Curves regularly.
Uh-huh.
She started eating right. She also went on this motor home caravan thing where she didn't have control of except like one every third or fourth meal because they took turns cooking.
Right.
She also spent 2 weeks with her daughter where she didn't watch what she ate. So in 12 weeks, 14 pounds, she really only was on the program 8 weeks. And she thought it was hard. She quit her program because it was, quote, hard. But when
I asked her, phenomenal results.
I know, but when and that's why she quit, really. But when I asked her, what's hard? Is it eating breakfast correctly? Oh, no, we really like that. We eat fruit for breakfast now. Well, was it eating lunch correctly? No, we like that. You know, we used to only eat one meal a day. Now we're getting three. And her husband had lost weight, too.
Uh-huh.
And, so what was it, getting the exercise? No, I love the ladies at Curves. They're really sweet. So what was hard about it? And then she got a little bit mad at me because she couldn't think of anything that was hard. But she had to believe it was hard.
It's hard.
So, and the truth was, it was easy.
Yeah.
It's hard. If you think it's hard, it's hard. If you think it's easy, it's easy. So choose to believe it's easy.
Exactly.
We're waiting. Ernie, I was gonna say, poor Ernie moves, and we think, oh, he's giving him a sign to take a cut. You know, it's like,
I can't say it on the air.
Well, that's not one of our regular signs.
No, that's not one of our regular signs.
Okay. So where are we at?
Well, we have about 4 minutes left.
We were on a topic before I so rudely interrupted you and scrolled back to It's Easy. And you were talking about maintaining it afterwards.
Oh, yes, maintaining it afterwards.
You've got to keep a regular program. You've got to keep eating correctly. Okay, no fair writing notes. No fair writing funny notes. Because now I have to carry the show while you have the giggles. And we were talking about weight loss, which is a serious topic. And we have like 5 minutes of dead air because we now both have the giggles.
I'm sorry.
I'm crying. Okay, get control. Stop. Breathe. Okay.
I'm fine. I swear I'm fine.
So you have an interesting book sitting over there. How much time do we have left?
Just a couple minutes.
It's called,
It's called Fight Fat After 40, and it's written by Pamela Peake. She's an MD, and I think she does endocrinology. But anyway, there's a couple authors that I really like. She's one of them. The other one is Diana Schwartzbein. Yeah.
Now you're going to giggle again.
My friends Dan and Bala call this "you pile." I'm like totally piling right now. anyway.
Breathe. Okay, so we only have a couple of minutes left, so we're off the topic of weight loss. So what are you doing on your vacation? I think I asked this before, but...
We are going to New England, because I'm going to take some beautiful photos.
Perfect time to go to England.
Exactly.
Oh, are you going through Connecticut? You can visit my friend Heidi.
We're starting in Boston. We're heading up towards Nova Scotia.
You'll go past Connecticut, won't
you? Yeah, we will. We'll go right past it.
You can stop and have lunch. So. It's my friend Heidi.
Oh, anyway, Lord. I think it's time to go. So thank you for joining us on It's a Paradox today. We really appreciate it. And that's it. Thank you so much.
Bye.